This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Hey everyone, Rachel Carter here. You know that feeling when your phone buzzes and you just can't resist checking it? Even if you're in the middle of something important, dinner with friends, a captivating movie, or even just taking a moment to breathe. Yeah, me too. It happens to all of us. But have you ever stopped to think about why we're so drawn to our screens? This is Digital Poison, your daily dose of truth serum for navigating the digital age, and today we're diving deep into the fascinating world of screen addiction, exploring the psychology behind why those little glowing rectangles have such a hold on us. It's more than just boredom or habit. There are real neurological pathways at play here, and understanding them is the first step to breaking free. Ready to unlock your phone secrets? Let's get started. 5 things you need to know about the psychology of screen addiction. First up, dopamine, that feel-good chemical our brains crave. Every time we check a notification, scroll through social media, or play a game, we get a little hit of dopamine. It's like a mini reward system built into our devices. But here's the catch. Our brain gets used to this constant dopamine rush and it starts craving more. That's why scrolling feels so satisfying at first, but then you find yourself doing it for hours, chasing that elusive feeling of bliss. Ever felt that? It's like being on a digital roller coaster, exhilarating at first, but eventually leaving you feeling drained and craving even more. Second, think about those endless scrolling sessions that can become a form of escapism. Imagine work is stressful, your social life feels lackluster, or you're just plain bored. Suddenly, the phone becomes a portal to another world, a world of curated perfection, instant gratification, and endless possibilities. It's easy to get sucked in, right? But remember, true fulfillment comes from engaging with the real world, not hiding behind a screen. Third, we have FOMO, fear of missing out. Remember those social media posts showing friends at parties, on vacations, or seemingly living the best lives? They can trigger FOMO, making us feel like we're missing out on something amazing if we don't constantly check in and stay connected. It's a powerful emotion that keeps us glued to our devices, even when it's not serving us. Fourth, there's the element of social comparison. Think about Instagram, Facebook, or even TikTok. Ever feel like everyone else is achieving more, looking better, or living a more exciting life? Those curated feeds can fuel feelings of inadequacy and insecurity, pushing us to seek validation through likes, comments, and follows. It's a vicious cycle that can leave you feeling drained and disconnected from your true self. Finally, remember the concept of designed for addiction. Our devices are built with algorithms and features specifically designed to keep us hooked. Endless scrolling, notifications, push-based updates, it's all carefully calculated to maximize engagement and keep us coming back for more. It's like a game we're constantly playing, but one where the stakes are our attention and well-being. Imagine this. You're at a dinner party, surrounded by interesting people, but your phone keeps buzzing in your pocket. You glance at it every few minutes, checking for messages or updates, even though you know you should be present in the moment. Sound familiar? This is the real-world impact of screen addiction. It can rob us of valuable connections, meaningful experiences, and even our own sense of self. So, what can we do about it? We're not talking about ditching technology altogether, that's unrealistic and honestly not very fun. But by understanding the psychology behind screen addiction, we can make conscious choices to reclaim control over our digital lives. Think of your phone as a tool powerful and useful, but one that needs to be used wisely. Set boundaries, prioritize real-world connections, and remember that true happiness comes from living in the present moment, not chasing notifications. You're more than just a screen addict. You're capable, creative, and deserving of a life filled with purpose and connection. Remember that. And as always, if you have any thoughts or stories to share about your journey with digital detox, hit me up in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. Don't forget to subscribe for more daily doses of digital detox wisdom. Until next time, stay mindful, stay connected, and remember, real life is waiting for you.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, Tap that review button if this show brightens your day.